We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We go where you go. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
Total Information AM on KMOX, and always a pleasure, especially after a win, to bring in the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Oliver Marmol. But even after a loss, we've talked after losses, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We have. But you're winning, and you've won the first two against the Miami Marlins. I was in the seats for the game yesterday, too. I'm becoming a fixture out there in the seats, sitting behind you. I really enjoyed, from an entertainment aspect, yesterday's baseball game. And I know that, you know, you want to win these games going away, but there was some roller coaster on display yesterday. You fall behind 3-0. Dakota Hudson sticks with it, and your offense erupted for four runs in the fifth inning. How did that happen from your standpoint?
Yeah, the guy's got another look at the lefty and put together much better at bats. First time through that slider low and in, we chased a decent amount of them, but they were able to string together some quality at bats and some big hits, and Dylan going backside there. Sosa staying on that one for the triple. I mean, there's some really, really good at-bats. That's impressive in itself. I mean, not playing for as long as he sat on the bench, he stayed ready. And Sosa got called on yesterday and put together some good at-bats. So, impressive day offensively. I mean, if you really look at it, even Arenado missed two homers by maybe 20 feet worth of it being fouled down the left field line. So, overall, some really good at-bats.
Yeah, Goldie also pulled one, I think, into the upper deck and left. That was a bomb, too. And then from a pitching standpoint, Ryan Helsley is something special. But setting him up, oh, boy, Junior Fernandez is dialing it up. And then you have Giovanni Gallegos getting things done. You go four scoreless after Dakota Hudson, Ollie.
That was a big outing for Junior. This is a guy we've called up several times, and kind of an up and down guy. He's going about it just differently. He's preparing well, and for him to go in yesterday, he's got really good stuff, and it's a matter of being determined, convicted in his pitches, and we saw that yesterday. Really good slider. He gave us exactly what we needed in order to get to our guy Gio and Helsley.
You have some big stars in this team, and you have another one emerging in Helsley. We've talked a lot about him, so I'll get back to pitching in just a moment. I want to ask you about concerns about your rotation, but first, I wanted to mention this, that I saw the James Nail debut, and it was really special, but something that caught my eye was right before he started pitching, Ivan Herrera came out, put his hand on his shoulder, said a few words to him, and calmed him down. This young man, I don't know him that well, but just watching him through the minors and seeing him in spring training and now in person in the majors, there's something about him that I really like.
Yeah, pretty impressive that he's out on the mound calming somebody down at his age and his experience up here. So his ability to do that was kind of neat. I saw that as well. And he's done a nice job. He really has. He's asking the right questions. He's sitting with our pitching coaches and our pitchers and getting to know exactly what each guy throws, when they like to throw it, how to expose certain hitters. He's in the video room. He's the first guy in there right now, just super early, making sure that he understands how he wants to attack the opposition. So he's going about it in a really, really positive way. I've enjoyed watching him up to this point. But yes, I did catch that as well. Got a young catcher calming down a young pitcher.
You have a young one going today in Andre Pallante against a good one in Sandy Alcantara. Two-part question here in our final minute. How does your rotation look right now to you? What is your confidence in it? And secondly, will we see Jack Flaherty back? It's probably an unfair question, but you know, what do you know about Jack Flaherty right now?
Yeah, we know he's no throw for a couple weeks. I don't think we're starting at ground zero with him. And I do have some confidence in the fact that he will pitch this year. I mean, that's our hope. That's his hope. He has confidence in it. But right now, nothing other than no throw for a couple weeks. That's what we know at the moment. And as far as rotation, we'll kind of see how we want to fill that spot at the moment. But, yeah, our guys are going to have to step up. And I mean, we got Pallante going tonight, and then we got Miles, that spot that's open, and then Waino in Philly. And what we saw out of Hudson yesterday was better. I thought the pace was better. I thought he strike percentage was a little better, and he lives on the ground. So it's going to be a matter of – I mean, here's the thing. No one's going to feel sorry for us when guys go down. The rest of the league does not care. And we're just going to need guys to continue to step up and trust some of our young guys to do that. So we look forward to it.
That's well said. I mean, I've said that too, that, you know, you feel for the player, don't feel sorry for the Cardinals. They are built for moments like that, and they have a responsibility to fill it. And that's exactly what you're doing. Pallante against Alcantara tonight. All the best. I'll see you over there, Ollie. Thanks very much for the visit.
All right. Good talking to you, Tom.
You too. There's Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.